Welcome to ResCheck.info, your number one source for low-cost, high-quality, fast turnaround ResCheck reports. Today on ResCheck News, we want to talk to you about something that's as big as it gets in the world of ResCheck reporting and energy codes. The IECC 2018 is finally approved. After looking through the new code, I realized that the IECC 2018 basically just maintains the previous code. We found it surprising that it didn't add any new drastic codes. Then we remembered last spring when the major grumbling was that the IECC code might be the first code to be adopted that would be less stringent than its predecessor. So a code that's very similar to the previous code seems like a level-headed compromise from all parties involved. On the energy code side of things, there is clarification of how the energy rating index, or ERI, path is calculated. This helps ensure minimum standards of the code with homes that use renewable energy. This always needed to be addressed, and it's a good measure to undertake in a new code that largely remains static in regards to new initiatives. So then you might ask, which states does ResCheck.info think are most likely to use the IECC 2018 first? How about states on the IECC 2015 right now, like Alabama, Michigan, New Jersey, and Texas? Having just adopted the IECC 2015 to perform rest checks, I find it very unlikely they would spend the money to re-update codes anytime in the near future. Although they are more progressive states, I would actually look at the other side of the spectrum and find the states still using the IECC 2006 and 2009. States like Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, who use the 7 to 10 year old versions of the code to perform their rest checks. Then I wonder about states that have their own energy codes, like North Carolina, Utah, Georgia, Florida, Vermont. If we're being realistic, is it really cost-effective for these states to spend millions of dollars developing a state-specific energy code? The Department of Energy thinks it is. They estimate over $100 billion is saved with every 3% improvement in the energy code on a nationwide scale. We think the new IECC 2018 is of the utmost importance. Now, in terms of ResCheck, we push our horizon out to the future. What code is next? In all reality, we're looking at an IECC 2021 version that'll probably begin preliminary discussions very soon. While codes and building methods change, the one thing that stays the same is that ResCheck.info will keep you up to breath of any and all changes in the world of ResCheck and energy codes. Trust ResCheck.info for your ResCheck news, ResCheck reporting needs, and all the information you need to stay up to date on the constantly changing energy codes. Thanks for listening. Visit us at ResCheck.info anytime. Thank you very much.